Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What a wonderful afternoon in Burnley. Saturday evening it is actually. Liverpool have just beaten Burnley by 3-0. It is the post-match podcast and here is my full match reaction after that game. Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool back to the top of the Premier League table after another convincing victory. This time it was Burnley put to the sword in their own backyard. That sends a message for me. I mean, it's one thing going and beating Burnley, but it's another thing going and putting three past them in their own backyard. Liverpool starts the game absolutely fantastically well. You know, Burnley had an early chance, early opportunity, but Liverpool really took that first half and really owned that first half. You know, we got a little bit lucky and you know what, we got a little bit lucky, okay. With that first goal, obviously, Trent Alexander-Arnold, you know, we've just been moved, I'll move that way. Trent Alexander-Arnold obviously gets a deflection, and a massive deflection as it stands, actually, and it goes in top in over Nick Pope, and there's absolutely nothing that he could do about it. But then, you know what, the second goal, that was absolutely fantastic for me, you know, plays through Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane passing the ball into the back of the net, he was absolutely superb. And then half-time came, and probably came at a bad time for Liverpool, because we were starting to assert our dominance so much during the game. Yeah, no worries, mate. But then what happened was, Burnley didn't really change the way that they played for me. And you look at it and you start thinking to yourself, like, look, they're 2-0 down, they've got to start going for it. And it wasn't until about 70, 75 minutes when Burnley started going for it. And as soon as they did, that's when Liverpool countered. That's when Liverpool got the fair goal. And it was that man again. It was Bobby Firmino. But this time, it was Salah. He was dribbling through. He had an opportunity to take it. Bobby comes in, takes the ball, puts the ball into the bottom. And Liverpool were home and tied. 3-0. Adji makes a couple of good saves. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Had a bit of an indifferent game. Some good crossing, some poor defending. Robertson the same, didn't really overexert ourselves. Nice that we could get minutes in the legs of Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Chi Shaqiri for the first time this season as well. Divock Origi gets more minutes into his legs and stuff. So all in all, that's a fantastic win in a place that's very, very hard to come to. Burnley are no mugs. We know that with Barnes and with Wood up front, they're going to cause problems for teams all season long. So for Liverpool to come away with a clean sheet, 3 points and 3 goals, that's obviously absolutely brilliant. Anyway, let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube. See you next time. Ta-ra.
So there you go, you can tell I was pretty happy. I was also shooed on by some stewards in the ground, so I did the player ratings afterwards outside the ground. Got a little bit of a banter by one Burnley fan. He called me a bit of a dick, or he said I had a shit at. I don't disagree with him, but here's my player ratings nonetheless.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the player ratings after Liverpool beat Burnley by 3 goals. And I'm going to start where I always start, and that's with the goalkeeper, Adrian. Some very good saves by Adrian, actually. There was one that started the game, really. Burnley had the first opportunity, first chance of the game. Adrian saves low, strong wrist. I think Matip ends up clearing the ball, but it's a very good save. I'm not sure if it was Barnes. I think it was Barnes, but either way, you know, a few decent saves by Adrian throughout. Certainly towards the end, when it was 3-0, there was another one where he goes, the substitute striker, I can't remember his name, apologies, the one with the ponytail and stuff. He's through, Adrian starts to go down and keeps starting to go down, and then he eventually goes down and he does get the ball. But you know, there was some real bright sparks for him again. He's a very good shot stopper. That one that was offside, he saved twice as well, and we were all laughing our heads off after that one. But I don't really know how to rate him, really. I'd probably give him an 8 out of 10. I think his kicking could have been better. That probably stops him from getting a 9 out of 10. There was a couple of chances in the first half, in the first half where he gave the ball to Andy Robertson. Andrew Robertson was visibly fuming at the fact that he got given the ball under pressure and stuff, and one he runs down the field and ends up, I think, winning a throw-in from it. So yeah, probably an 8 out of 10 for him. Trent Alexander-Arnold, a little bit unsure what to give Trent today. I thought he actually struggled with their left winger when he was going back towards our goal. But going forward, he was always an option. He was willing to whip the ball in. He obviously gets that major contribution to the first goal, which was an own goal. I'd give it a 10 personally, but I'll probably give him a 7 out of 10. I think Joel Matip was absolutely outstanding again. Probably a 9 out of 10 for Joel. I think, you know, everything that he does well at the moment. He wins everything in the air. He just looks so full of confidence at the moment. It doesn't look like anyone seems to know how to get past him. He travels well with the ball at his feet. He brings players in. Absolutely superb again. His partner Virgil van Dijk, exactly the same. Another 9 out of 10. Maybe a 10 out of 10 performance for the best player in the world. He does what he does. I mean, he just seems to position himself in the box and then no ball seemed to get past him. It's absolutely insane. I've never watched a centre-back like him. He is literally the best centre-half I've ever seen play. And left-back Andy Robertson, probably again 7.5, 8 out of 10 maybe, 7 out of 10, something like that. I'll go 7.5 out of 10 for Robbo. Again, you know, we didn't overexert ourselves going forward with Robertson. Defensively, you know, one really great interception that was played inside of him. He gets back and wins the ball and passes it back to Adzian and stuff. So yeah, another good performance by Andrew Robertson. Fabinho for me, maybe the man of the match. I'll go 9.5 out of 10 for him. I thought he was outstanding again. You know, the way that he positions himself when we've got the ball in their box, he positions himself exactly where they're going to clear the ball to, and it happens time and time again. And maybe it's 10 yards further forward than last season. I'd actually have to go and check, but he just seems to be in the right place so that we can recycle possession, pull it back out wide and start again. And that's why teams can never seem to get out, because Fabinho's there. When he's defending, he's absolutely brilliant. We've seen them telescopic legs. One time towards the end of the game, he went over and tried to help Trent Alexander-Arnold out, wins the ball there from the left wing. I think he gave a throwing away, but absolutely outstanding again. He's the man at the moment that if he is fit and available, he has to play in every single game, because there's such a drop-off between Fabinho and Henderson or Wijnaldum or whoever is going to play that six. Henderson again, probably an 8 out of 10 performance from him. You know, the drive, the determination to keep on going time and time again. And on the other side, Wijnaldum never loses the ball. He always seems to be in the right place at the right time. Again, like Fabinho, to recycle possession, always a willing runner. Absolutely outstanding again for him. I'll probably give him a 7.5 out of 10. Then over on the right-hand side, Mo Salah, you know, he starts off. He has that one that hits the post or the crossbar. It's so close to going in and breaking the scoring. He had one just after that, actually, where he's through on goal. He's bearing down on the goalkeeper. I have no idea how it didn't go in. I think it bounces off his knee or something and goes wide. But then, you know what? He's driving again for that third goal, and Firmino takes it off him. Probably an 8 out of 10 performance from Mo. First half, I thought Mane was maybe the man of the match. Second half, he was a little bit quieter for me. Probably give him just a 9 out of 10. But again, that first finish from him for the second goal was absolutely outstanding. He's just passing the ball in the back of the net. Think back to Sadio Mane from two seasons ago. He'd rush that. He'd take his opportunity too quickly. He probably wouldn't be able to get anything out of it. But you know what? This time, he's able to do it. He puts the ball in the bottom of the net and he just keeps on going. And up top, for Roberto Firmino, what do you say about that man again? You know, another goal, absolutely class performance. He struggled first half. They were whipping balls high to him and he was constantly being barraged by Tarkowski the other centre half, but he gets the better of them in the end and he gets his goal and he deserves his goal. It's another 9 out of 10 performance for him. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, 7 out of 10. Great to see him get a run out again. Shaqiri, 7 out of 10. Why not? Don't really remember much that he did, if I'm perfectly honest. He had one shot late on. I think it was blocked by one of their defenders. And Divock Origi, the only thing I can remember that he did was foul somebody. So probably a 7 out of 10 for him. Let me know your player ratings in the comments section below. Thanks very much for watching. Thanks very much for subscribing if you have already. If you haven't, do subscribe. Subscribe right now. We'll see you next time on the Red Men TV. Ta-ra. So there you go. Liverpool, top of the table, sending a message, beating Burnley in their own backyard. 3 goals, first clean sheet of the Premier League season as well. Absolutely fantastic. If you're listening on iTunes or whatever podcast player you're listening on, please give this a 5-star rating. And if you want to get in touch, tweet us at the Red Men TV. See you later. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.